Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 25th through the 28th verses. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help. And he answered, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. As I thought this past week about the gospel read on this second Sunday in Lent, which is surely one of the more difficult passages in Holy Scripture, there came to mind two other passages in Holy Scripture, one by St. Paul and the other by the prophet Isaiah. In St. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, he writes, It is the God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The glory of God in the face of Christ. Isaiah writes, Truly you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Both Isaiah and St. Paul speak the truth, but it is the words of Isaiah that perhaps best express what we find in the gospel for this Lord's Day. Truly, you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior, because in this gospel we see a stern and unfamiliar Jesus. After a confrontation with the scribes and the Pharisees, you might call them the religious establishment of Jesus' day, Jesus leaves the familiar land of Galilee and withdraws to the Gentile territory of Tyre and Sidon to the north. And there a Canaanite woman, who is a Gentile, not a Jew, comes and pleads for Jesus' help. To the Jews, this Canaanite woman is a nobody. And on top of that, she has a daughter tormented by a demon. But despite the fact that she is a Canaanite, not a Jew, but a Gentile, she comes to Jesus, no doubt having heard of him through the crowds, which had not only heard his teaching, but also seen his miracles. And although she is not a Jew, She addresses Jesus as Lord and Son of David as the long-awaited Messiah and Savior. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon. In the words of Isaiah, truly you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Jesus says nothing in response to her plea, and his disciples urge him to get rid of this nuisance. Jesus then says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But this Gentile woman doesn't give up. She comes and kneels at Jesus' feet. Literally, she prostrates herself at Jesus' feet, crying out, Lord, help me. Jesus replies, it is not fair to take the children's bread, meaning the Jews' bread, and throw it to the dogs, meaning Gentiles like this Canaanite woman, like you and like me. But still, this woman doesn't give up, but instead speaks words of astonishing faith and humility. She doesn't contradict Jesus, but rather agrees with him. She says, yes, Lord. But then goes on to say, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. As if to say, well, as a Canaanite woman, a Gentile and not a Jew, I'm not much. But even the little dogs eat crumbs that fall from their master's table. Such humility, such faith in Jesus, who replies, O woman, great is your faith, and her daughter was healed instantly. So what are we to learn from this difficult story? What is the Lord Jesus teaching us here? First of all, we learn that there are times in the life of every believer when God seems very strange, very distant, when he seems to be indifferent to our plight and our cries for help. So it was with this Canaanite woman, and such is the experience of every believer. And if you doubt that this is so, you need only study the lives of the prophets and the apostles and the lives of the saints, of so many great Christian men and women. So many of them endured what has been called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul. at such times, the Lord God is teaching us to trust him no matter what. The much suffering Job exclaimed, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Second, we learn that God never fails to answer prayer, but he answers in his own time and in his own way, even if we seem to be waiting for an answer for months and even years. He alone knows what's best for us, and he knows that there are times when carefree, happy days can be the greatest danger of all, since so often human beings then forget him. And how many times we see this in the history of God's ancient chosen people, Israel. He delivers them from their troubles, and they promptly go back to their old ways. Yes, that's why in the litany, the church prays not only in all time of our tribulation, good Lord, deliver us. We also pray in all time of our prosperity, good Lord, deliver us. And all our prayers for healing will be fully and truly answered when in the resurrection our poor mortal bodies will be changed and made like the glorious body of the Savior. And finally, we must remember that the suffering we Christians endure is not punishment, because the Lord Jesus on the cross has borne all the punishment we by our sins have deserved. And so when we do experience what seems like punishment, our Heavenly Father isn't punishing us. He's permitting us to endure the consequences of sins that have been forgiven. He's permitting us to experience those consequences so that we may turn away from our sins and live. And when we're going through that, we surely can make our own those words of Isaiah: truly, you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. But even when the face of Jesus seems stern and strange, it's still the face once crowned with thorns out of love for us. Nobody could literally see God's love in that crucified body, that thorn-crowned face. But it's just there that God's heart of love is most clearly revealed, as St. Paul writes. It is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Let me then conclude with some words from that grand old hymn, God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And the words are these: judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, faith sees a smiling face. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus.